This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, September 9th, A.D. 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On April 4th, Fulani Muslim militants ambushed a village in Nigeria, killing a man named Ibrahim John. In the wake of this tragedy, Ibrahim's blind widow, Jumai, and 6 children were left without their husband, father, and breadwinner. Prior to Ibrahim's death, his family relied on him for food, clothing, and shelter. In order to support Jumai and her children during this difficult time, International Christian Concern stepped in to rescue them. First, they provided rent for the family to move into a new apartment where they will be safer from the violence plaguing their community. Second, they provided the family with sewing equipment and a storefront so they can support themselves financially. One of the older children will operate the business in order to provide financially for his mother and siblings. He said, quote, "Thank you so much. I promise to work hard to support my blind mother and my younger ones," end quote. Lastly, to sustain the family until the sewing business brings in a steady income, International Christian Concern provided them with dietary staples such as rice, beans, salt, and maize. James 1, verse 27 says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." Last Thursday, President Donald Trump attacked Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden as quote-unquote weak, and the press as complicit in his quest for the presidency, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
If we had honest press, it would be so great for the USA. It's so great. They're just a bunch of phony people. Not all of them. You have some very good ones, like about 10%. They're doing anything they can to get this sleepy guy into the White House, and I just don't think the public is going to fall for it. You know, in his best days, 25, 30 years ago, he was weak. He was weak as a senator. He was weak. He was not known as being one of the smart ones, and now it's not exactly prime time, I can tell you that.
President Trump has discussed spending as much as $100 million of his own money on his reelection campaign, reports Bloomberg. The billionaire president contributed $66 million to his 2016 campaign. A group calling itself Catholics for Biden, created to generate grassroots Catholic support for the pro-abortion Democrat presidential candidate, launched last Thursday night with a virtual national Zoom meeting attracting 1,100 participants, reports LifeSiteNews.com. Catholics who tuned into the online meeting were repeatedly steered away from being quote-unquote single-issue voters as a means to help them overcome qualms of conscience regarding the former VP and his running mate Kamala Harris, who have both pledged unwavering support for maintaining a legal right to abortion. Father Michael Orsi, a priest of the Diocese of Camden, New Jersey, said, quote, "The whole idea of Catholics for Biden is a scam," end quote. The group seeks, quote, "to gloss over his hostility to the Catholic teaching condemning abortion," end quote. The leftist mob continues to spin out of control in Portland, Oregon for 100 consecutive nights. At least one rioter was seriously injured after being hit by a Molotov cocktail thrown by a fellow rioter Saturday night in Portland, according to a tweet by Katie Davascourt. Today on Generations Radio, I talk about the COVID tyranny over churches with Daniel Schmidt, senior litigation attorney with Liberty Counsel. The Christian Legal Rights Group filed lawsuits on behalf of churches in Florida, Illinois, Colorado, and California. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom issued a COVID order shutting down in-person worship and home Bible studies. Plus, the city of Pasadena sent a threatening letter to Harvest Rock Church stating, quote, "Each day in violation is a separate violation and carries with it punishment up to 1 year in jail and a fine for each violation. Your compliance with these orders is not discretionary, but mandatory. Any violations in the future will subject you to potential closures of your church," end quote. Liberty Counsel founder Matt Staver said, quote, "There is neither a pandemic pause button to the Constitution, nor an exception for religious gatherings," end quote. Tune in at generations.org/radio. And finally, this past Sunday, Pastor Tony Evans of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, launched a new sermon series entitled Kingdom Voting.
Kingdom voting is both the opportunity and responsibility to partner with God for the expansion of His rule in society through civil government. It is only to the degree that you include God's person and God's policies in society through civil government as He defines it, that we can begin to see healing in the church so it can be modeled in the culture.
Pastor Evans warned what will happen if God is removed from the citizenry.
God has policies. It is only as we embrace His person and His policies that we will experience His presence in healing our lives, our churches, and our nation. Let me say it another way. The further God is removed from the life of an individual, from the life and definition of a family, from the life and definition of the church, and in this case, from the life and definition of a citizenry, of a society, the more chaotic those entities become.
Pastor Evans cited three key Bible verses.
The Bible is clear. For example, Psalm 22, verse 28 puts it this way. The kingdom is the Lord's, and He rules the nations. Did you hear that? Psalm 33, verse 12 says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Psalm 103, verse 19 says, the Lord establishes His throne in heaven, and His sovereignty rules over all. Okay, so let's get this straight. He's king, running a kingdom, and that involves the nations. So that involves this nation.
Finally, Pastor Evans explained what the Christian is voting for.
If you are a Christian and you name the name of Jesus Christ, you don't get to leave God out of your vote. You don't just get to vote because you like it or want to. You only get to vote for His glory and the expansion of His kingdom. That's what you're voting for.
And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, September 9th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.